Support for this podcast comes from U.S. Bank. When it's time for a new credit card, the best ones do way more than just buy stuff. And that's why U.S. Bank offers credit cards that make every day more rewarding. Earn cash back, score points when you shop, dine out, travel, or binge watch, or get a low intro APR. U.S. Bank credit cards were designed to fit your lifestyle. So make every day more rewarding and check out usbank.com/creditcard. U.S. Bank credit cards are issued by U.S. Bank National Association N.D. Some restrictions may apply. Member FDIC.
Hey, I'm Sam Pasco, and this is the Fantasy Bites podcast. Each episode, we whip around the top players, injuries, and game notes to help you dominate your fantasy game. For more insight and analysis, head over to rotowire.com/pod and sign up for a free trial subscription. We first start with the top player headlines in the NFL. Bears wideout Allen Robinson is expected to play on Sunday despite being listed as questionable. The Bears can secure a wild card spot by winning their final two games of the regular season. The football team's Terry McLaurin is listed as doubtful and will not play against the Panthers. Browns wideout Jarvis Landry, along with Rashard Higgins and Donovan Peoples-Jones, have been placed on the reserve COVID list and will not play in Saturday's game. Jags running back James Robinson has officially been ruled out for the game against the Bears. Yesterday, we had three Saturday games on, first of which Tom Brady and the Bucks secured a playoff berth with a 47-7 thrashing of the Lions. Next, the Niners upset the Cardinals with Arizona's playoff chances now in question. Finally, the Dolphins squeaked by a last-second victory over the Raiders, who are now officially eliminated from the playoffs. Today, we have four late afternoon games on, starting with the football team hosting the Panthers. Carolina is a 2.5-point underdog, and the total is set at 44.5. The Panthers are currently in line to secure the number 4 pick in next year's draft, but they actually haven't been all bad this year, with 8 of their 10 losses by only a single score. Washington came up short against the Seahawks last week, but they still sit atop the NFC East at 6-8. Chase Young and the defense has been carrying the load as they haven't allowed more than 20 points in 5 straight games. Their offense is pretty bad though, as they haven't scored more than 23 in 4 of those last 5. DFS players to look out for include DJ Moore and JD McKissick, and fades include Teddy Bridgewater, Robbie Anderson, and Curtis Samuel. Next, the Broncos visit the Chargers in an AFC West matchup. LA is favored by 3 and the total is set at 48.5. Denver has lost 3 of their last 4 and it looks like Drew Lock is not the answer under center. As for the Chargers, they have an identical 5-9 record, but Justin Herbert has thrown for 300 yards or tossed multiple touchdowns or both in 12 of his first 13 starts as a pro. Herbert's next touchdown will set an NFL rookie record, and Andrew Luck's rookie record for passing yards is within reach. DFS targets include Jerry Jeudy and Austin Eckler, with Tim Patrick being the only fade. Denver is 8-3 head-to-head against the Chargers, and they've won their last 3 matchups. From the AFC West to the NFC East, the Eagles and the Cowboys face off at 4:25 Eastern. Dallas is a 2.5-point home dog, while the total is set at 49.5. DeSean Jackson just came off the IR for the Eagles, which is a good news for the Philly fans as Dallas ranks 31st in DVOA against deep throws. Tony Pollard helped the Cowboys to victory last week with 2 touchdowns and 60-plus receiving yards and rushing yards. Andy Dalton has been capable recently, posting a 10-3 touchdown-to-interception ratio. Miles Sanders, Greg Ward, and Amari Cooper are DFS targets in this one. We finish with an NFC West divisional matchup with the Seahawks hosting Jared Goff and the Rams. The Rams lost last week and are 1-point underdogs this week, but they can actually secure a playoff spot with a victory. They're also pretty healthy as Aaron Donald and Jalen Ramsey have been pretty great this year. Seattle's already in the playoffs, but yet Russell Wilson is coming off his worst start of the year. Daryl Henderson is the only DFS target as Seattle ranks 24th in rushing touchdowns allowed and 30th in passing DVOA against running backs. For the complete breakdown, check out the Week 16 matchups article by Eric Segrist on rotowire.com/pod. Moving briefly into NBA player news, it was announced that Karl-Anthony Towns is dealing with heavy soreness after suffering a wrist injury during Saturday's 116-111 victory over the Jazz. He's expected to go for x-rays and his status for Sunday's game is in doubt. Anthony Davis remains questionable for Sunday's game against the Timberwolves due to a bruised right calf. LeBron James is expected to play Sunday against the T-Wolves despite dealing with an ankle injury. Kawhi Leonard is questionable for Sunday's game against the Mavs with a mouth injury. The 29-year-old received 8 stitches in his mouth Friday after being elbowed in the face. For more fantasy news and stats, sign up for a free 10-day trial on rotowire.com/pod. With this free subscription, you'll get access to every sport and our daily fantasy sports tools for 10 days. There's no commitment and no credit card needed. Again, rotowire.com/pod.